Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 8:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. In 2017, President Trump signed legislation designating large parts of Philadelphia as federal opportunity zones. The areas give investors big tax breaks for putting money toward new development, but the perk was little used until now. WHYY's Ryan Briggs reports a possible election shakeup in Washington, D.C. now has investors flocking to Philadelphia's opportunity zones.
Converting an abandoned 19th century brewery into 133 modern apartments is no easy task. But developer David Waxman says a federal tax break made it easier to finance a complex project in the city's Brewerytown neighborhood.
This came in very handy for us to solicit investment using the tax benefits associated with the opportunity zone legislation.
The zones crafted by the Trump administration were meant to drive equitable development to high poverty neighborhoods. Investors that sink money into real estate projects or businesses here for long enough can avoid paying certain taxes altogether. And experts say more and more wealthy investors are looking to do exactly that. The new demand is driven both by Philadelphia's strong housing market and fears among investors that Democrats might make the program less generous if they retake Congress. But critics question whether the incentives are actually driving new development or just giving away tax breaks to the wealthy. University of Pennsylvania professor Daniel Cohen says many opportunity zones were already gentrifying and that residents rarely benefit from the new investment.
The problem that the opportunity zones are trying to solve, in theory, is the problem of underinvestment in low-income neighborhoods. But it's not clear that it's a particularly good policy for delivering equity.
Waxman says he does try to include affordable housing or public space in his developments so that nearby communities do see a benefit. But that's not a requirement. And he admits many of his competitors aren't so generous. Ryan Briggs, WHYY News.